We have an update now on Republican senators in Oregon who fled the state last week in many cases, attempting to block a sweeping climate change proposal. Now, Democrats who control the legislature have announced the bill is dead, but Republicans are not returning yet. Here's Dirk Vanderhart of Oregon Public Broadcasting.
On Tuesday, climate activists swarmed Oregon's state capitol. They wanted to push House Bill 2020, a proposal to regulate greenhouse gas emissions that has led to a political crisis here. But before the rally could begin, Oregon Senate President Peter Courtney, a Democrat, made a surprise announcement. He said the bill didn't have enough support among Democrats to pass.
House Bill 2020 does not have the votes on the Senate floor. That will not change.
The bill was a central reason 11 Republican senators launched a boycott of the Senate last week, denying the quorum needed to pass laws. With the proposal apparently off the table, Courtney and other Democrats demanded Republicans get back to work. Ginny Burdick is the Senate Majority Leader.
They never should have left in the first place, and their reason for leaving is now gone. So where are they?
The answer is apparently Idaho or Washington or wherever the senators went to evade Oregon state troopers. In the hours after Democrats announced the climate bill was dead, it became clear Republicans were suspicious. Cliff Bentz is one of the GOP senators who walked out. He said his party needs more assurances Democrats plan to kill the climate bill.
I think there's a real challenge for President Courtney to be able to show indeed the bill, should it be called to the floor, would not pass.
As of Tuesday evening, no deal had been struck. That means Republicans are still facing $500 fines for every day they fail to show up. Indeed, not everyone is ready to give up on House Bill 2020. Following news of the bill's demise, a handful of Democrats took to the Capitol steps to talk to climate activists. Among them was Senator Michael Dembro.
We are looking at a couple of very difficult days ahead of us. And I need to know that everyone who is here around me is committed to this struggle. Are you?
Yeah! Oregon's legislature is under a tight time limit. Lawmakers still need to pass a completed budget before they're required to adjourn on Sunday. If that doesn't happen, Governor Kate Brown has promised to call them back over the summer. It's expected to be a hot one. For NPR News, I'm Dirk Vanderhart in Salem, Oregon.